Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, February 5th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Genesis in chapter 29 and we'll read half of it, and then we're going to go over to the Psalms and read the second part of Psalm 55. And in Mark today, we're in chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. In Genesis 29 today, Jacob goes to Padan Aram, which is also the same place that Abraham's servant went to find a wife for Isaac. And so Rebekah, which would be Jacob's mom, is from Padan Aram. And so when Jacob goes there, he meets for the first time Rachel at a well, just like Abraham's servant met Rebekah at a well. And so there are tons of similarities here between chapter 29 and chapter 24. So let's read together and maybe you can think on those things. Then Jacob continued on his journey and came to the land of the eastern peoples. There he saw a well in the field with three flocks of sheep lying near it because the flocks were watered from the well. The stone over the mouth of the well was large. When all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the well's mouth and water the sheep. Then they would return the stone to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob asked the shepherds, "My brothers, where are you from?" "We're from Haran," they replied. He said to them, "Do you know Laban, Nahor's grandson?" "Yes, we know him," they answered. Then Jacob asked them, "Is he well?" "Yes, he is," they said. "And here comes his daughter Rachel with the sheep." "Look," he said, "the sun is still high. It is not time for the flocks to be gathered. Water the sheep and take them back to pasture." "We can't," they replied, "until all the flocks are gathered and the stone has been rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we will water the sheep." While he was still talking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and Laban's sheep, he went over and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered his uncle's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep aloud. He had told Rachel that he was a relative of her father and a son of Rebekah. So she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him. He embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his home. And there Jacob told him all these things. Then Laban said to him, "You are my own flesh and blood." And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 55, starting in verse 16 and going through the end of the psalm. Remember, the theme of this psalm is the expressing of deep dismay over the treachery of a close friend. And so in verse 16, we're turning from talking about this close friend and to the point where David is talking about himself. "As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. Our third reading today is Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. The title in my Bible says, Jesus Before Pilate. Very early in the morning, the chief priest with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. The chief priest accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of?" But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionist who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why, what crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is, the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I read this scripture today, I thought about a song that Wayne introduced me to. It's the song Barabbas by Jason Eady, and it has such moving lyrics, which remind us of something we don't often think about, that we are Barabbas. We are the one who has been pardoned while Jesus took the penalty of death on our behalf. And so as we close today, I just want you to hear this song and make it a prayer as you listen along.
I heard the judge ask the jury, "Which one's the one to go?" And I heard him say my name, and why I'll never know. They unchained my feet, they unshackled my hands, and they let me go instead of that innocent man. I've got a second chance, I'm gonna make it count, make my way out west, maybe head down south, live the life of a pardoned man, believing in things I don't understand. The guilt hangs twice as heavy when it's followed by surprise. I'd surrendered, I was ready to give up and do my time. I did not know his name, did not know why he was there, but second chance, I'm gonna make it count. Make my way out west, maybe head down south. Live the life of a pardoned man, believing in things I don't understand. Did not like his kind. The man who preaches peace is always looking for a fight. And now I must go on, always knowing that I'm bound to try to make the best of this freedom I have found. I've got a second chance, I'm gonna make it count. Make my way out west, maybe head down south. Live the life of a pardoned man, believing in things I don't.